This is a story.
Yep.
A story about adventure.
Action.
A story about drama, suspense.
Guns.
About friendship, about courage.
Sick beats.
But most importantly,
dope rhymes.
It's a story about caves.
Keep on telling them cave stories.
Lyrical walkthrough.
One step at a time.
Front to back.
One step at a time, don't get ahead of yourself.
Let's go.
Keep on telling them cave stories.
I wake up and take a look around me. Astounding. I'm stranded in strange and cavernous surroundings. Robot built with scientific efficiency. But who I am and how I got here is a mystery. To find out, I'ma have to explore. My adventure started when I walked through the door. It's littered with traps like critters and bats, sharp spikes and more. Platforms galore. But first things first, I noticed that I'm defenseless. Gonna have to search to secure me a weapon. Found a hermit gunsmith. Quietly I sneak in, cause he's at his workbench sleeping. I decided it was best not to wake him. I open up the chest, grab the polar star and take it. I'm finally armed, I'm a super bad android. Worthy of the worship of millions of nerdy fanboys. Now that I've acquired this new radical blaster, search the cave top to bottom looking for answers. Chances are, if I just give it some time, my memory will return, everything will be fine. I was walking around, I wasn't paying no mind, to the hole in the ground. I tripped and I started falling all the way down, until I landed in a village. Now I'm standing face to face with an angry looking rabbit critter. Yeah, this is King, the leader of Mamiga Village. Seems like he's angry. Doesn't really like outsiders, but that's fine. I went to the reservoir, found a silver locket in the water, and then I walk in the shack and now I'm under attack. Cause baby Toriko is yelling like she's high on crack. I said you need to relax, kid. I'm not here to hurt you. I'm a fortified friend, made of metal and virtue. Specifically designed with heroic capabilities. I'm ready, willing, prepared to fight. And using all of my enhanced physical abilities, I battle to the end to defend what's right. Well, she let her guard down and started to calm down. Next thing I know, somebody's pounding the doors down. Big mini boss with the brain of a small dog. He's looking for Sue. His name was Balrog, and that ain't all, dog. He didn't come alone, he brought his cousin, and she looks like some kind of witch or something. Her name is Misery, and she's an evil sorceress, and her intentions are altogether torturous. Mistook Toriko for Sue, zapped her back to the doctor's fortress. That's all that I can stand, I can't stand some more of this. Balrog was like,
was that a threat?
I smiled and said, of course it is. Hit him hard with the flurry, a level 3 blast, took him down fast. He was like,
I'll be back.
And with that, I declare myself the winner. Still, I feel I'm in the middle of something very sinister. Yeah, that was something. I went to the cemetery and checked Arthur's grave and found a key to his house. I opened it up, checked the computer. The teleporter says Egg Corridor. Better check it out.